Mr. Day, the White House said that President Clinton will visit U.S. troops in Bosnia before the State of the Union address on January 23rd. Press Secretary Mike McCurry said details of the trip will be kept secret for security reasons, since Bosnia is not entirely safe. In Sarajevo today, Bosnian Serbs released 16 civilians abducted more than a week ago and handed them over to the NATO Implementation Force, or IFOR. Their release came after the U.S. and NATO put pressure on leaders in Serbia and on the Bosnian Serbs. The abductions were thought to be the first major challenge to the Dayton peace plan that guarantees free movement of all citizens. The BBC's Orla Girin filed this report.
The bulk of the detainees, including an elderly woman, were released from the Bosnian Serb prison at Kula this afternoon. They emerged looking drawn to be met, ironically, by IFOR armored personnel carriers. This time, on the journey back through Bosnian Serb territory, no chances were taken with freedom of movement. The APCs brought the group of 13 right to the door of an IFOR base in the center of Sarajevo. Not until they were inside the building did they really begin to relax. Some thanked IFOR, but others were quick to blame it for their troubles, saying it had told them it was safe to travel through Aleja. A group of three detainees released earlier today said they had been traveling with an IFOR escort, but it had sped away when they were stopped. The three said they had been kept for 9 days in a room which used to be a toilet with virtually no bedding and limited food. They said they had received kicks to the head and had been hit by their captors. One man's nose had been broken by an elbow in the face. As emotional reunions were taking place, there was relief not only for the detainees and their families, but also for the Peace Implementation Force, which initially had insisted the abductions were not its problem. The freeing of the prisoners should close an embarrassing chapter for the force, whose commander, Admiral Leighton Smith, admitted today that its handling of the issue could have been better.
The BBC's Orla Guerin in Sarajevo.